Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, you're welcome.
Right, Abby is now entering the do-it-alone era of her life.
Yeah, I'm in my do-it-alone era, which sounds just a lot better than nobody wants to hang out with me. No, I'm just kidding. I've come to this scary realization that I really like being alone. Like, I enjoy the company of others. I really value my friendships. But I really enjoy doing things on my timeline. I like going where I want to go, doing what I want to do, drinking what I want to drink, eating what I want to eat. It's lovely. And so now I don't really think I would want to go on a solo vacation because I know you've talked to me about how great it is.
Uh-huh. Like everything you just mentioned is the exact same on a solo vacation, except you're somewhere different and everything is so new.
I know, but again, like I said, I'm a 26-year-old single woman. Every day is a solo vacation. I am vacationing away from the company of others. Like, and so over the last couple of weeks, I've noticed that I've just stepped out of my comfort zone and done a lot of things I would typically do with other people by myself. I went and I saw the new Hunger Games film because I wanted to see the Hunger Games film. I bought my own ticket, sat by myself next to a bunch of tweens, and I had myself a good time.
Were you confident enough? Because when I first started going to movies by myself, I would play the game like I would look over my shoulder like somebody was, I was waiting on somebody to come and sit next to me and stuff. Oh, it looks like, and then the movie would start and I'd be alone, but I wanted everybody to know, like, I wasn't there alone. No. I'm just waiting for somebody to show up. That's all.
You make it look like you got stood up when you do that.
Yeah. I think that's a kind of backfires on you.
I don't think that's the look you want to go for.
Honestly, I didn't want anybody to sit next to me. So like when the gaggle of tween girls came next to me, I'm like, they're not going to appreciate this movie like I did because I read the books and they're just going to talk through it. And they did. But I got to enjoy it, you know, by myself almost. I went to a bar that I really wanted to go to. I've never been to this bar because it's not the typical vibe where if I was going to go out with friends, I would want to go. It's very low key. It has like a dark academia vibe. It's not the kind of place you would take the girlies.
I have found if I go to a bar by myself and I sit at the bar, at least traveling mostly, that people notice you're alone and they want to come up and they want to start creating conversation, which was a problem in Brazil because they don't speak English. Because I wanted to talk to people at the end of the night and couldn't. But that's, I think that almost gravitates people towards you.
I don't know why, but of all of the places that I go by myself, I never feel uncomfortable going anywhere except the bar. That's just the one place that I still, to this day, cannot go by myself.
Really?
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like going out and eating alone, either sitting at a table and eating alone or sitting at a bar and eating alone. I did it just a couple weeks ago. Just sat at the bar, got a glass of wine, a nice steak salad, and it was glorious.
I'm with you. I love it, man.
Oh, it was glorious.
It was great, but I will say I did have a little bit of anxiety because I think I looked like I was waiting for somebody because and the waiter and the bartender kept coming up to me and being like, are you waiting on someone? Do you need the second menu? I'm like, no, nobody is coming. And thankfully, the restaurant bar ended up filling up to where people started sitting next to me and it started to look a little bit more normal. And then after the first glass of wine, I was like, all right, I'm cruising.
I don't think people even really notice.
They don't.
I really don't. Like look at ourselves like we're the sort of center of our own universe, obviously, right? But most people don't even notice.
Yeah, they didn't. And so I had a really good time, got to check it out. I also took a road trip to a part of town I hadn't seen yet, got in my car, put on my favorite playlist, did a little drive down, got some pictures for my iPhone, and I just got to go and not have to worry about whether or not somebody was enjoying themselves or whether or not I had to make small talk with a new friend. It was just very relaxing. Got to take myself down there and get some good photos. And I think one of the reasons this exercise was good for me is I was revisiting an episode I had done on my podcast with a therapist where I had been asking her about something completely unrelated about like self-confidence and self-worth, because that's a topic that really comes up when people are going through breakups where they're like, I stayed in this relationship because my self-worth was so bad. So I asked her, I'm like, how do you build self-confidence and self-worth? And she said, well, that's very complicated, but an exercise you could do today if you wanted to turn off the podcast and work on it is to go spend a day by yourself and just admire how you see the world through your own eyes. So to me, I'm like, this was a really great exercise in working on becoming less desperate and and just enjoying my own company and really appreciating the way that I see the world, but without having to rely on somebody else to enrich it.
Now, the next step, I think, if you really want to push this, is don't do a solo vacation, but do a solo weekend.
A solo weekend, okay.
Maybe even a long weekend, but just go somewhere by yourself for a weekend.
I think you will absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. You're like weaning yourself into something more ambitious, but just go somewhere for, or just a night even.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
So I'm worried now that I'm going to enjoy being alone so much that the thought of bringing anybody into it is like, no, I actually really love these solo vacations. I don't need you.
That's where it leads to. Trust me. That's exactly where you're going.
The Burt Show.